good is a birthday if the person who the birthday is for is not welcome?
Dr. Tony Evans says we need to stay focused on the reason why we celebrate.
Because he came, you have eternal life. No party can give you that.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. There's a lot to celebrate this time of year, and we don't want to miss any of it. The food, the fun, the family time, and especially the point. That's what Dr. Evans will be talking to us about today. Let's join him.
If you pass by a poor log cabin in Hodgkinsville, Kentucky on February 12, 1809, and you heard a baby crying, little would you know that that would be the sound of the 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. Or if you pass by a farmhouse in Charlotte, North Carolina on November the 7th, 1918, and heard the whimper of a child, little would you know that that would be the cry of the greatest evangelist of the 20th century, Billy Graham. Or October 14th, 1890, the sounds of a baby in this poor area would be the sounds of a Dwight Eisenhower, a military genius and the 34th president. Or perhaps the cry of a sharecropper's baby on May 13th, 1914, in Lafayette, Alabama, a world champion was born who would become known as Joe Louis. In other words, if you simply looked at where they were born and the cries that they made, they would have been written off as insignificant as a baby. Oh, but don't let them grow up. Because it became apparent in each of those illustrations that those babies were meant for greatness. In Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, it would have been easy to write the noise off as simply the whimpering of a child, not knowing God himself had entered into human history. We are facing a time when it's easy to miss Christ at Christmas. But that's not unique to us. That was true in the first century as well. Because I want to show you some folks who miss Christ at Christmas. The way we miss him today, because each of these misses are relevant to us. The first one who missed Christ at Christmas was the innkeeper. Because Luke chapter 2, verse 7 says, "And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." If the innkeeper only knew that this baby born in his hotel was the son of the living God, trust me, they would have found a room. If the innkeeper only knew that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was just trying to find a place to be born and to lay his head, they would have built a room if they had to. We are told that Bethlehem was crowded. That's because verse 1 tells us that in those days, the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabitants of the earth. And everybody was sent back to their city of birth to be registered. So Joseph from Bethlehem went back with his family and registered them in this crowded town called Bethlehem. People had come from all over. The crowds were everywhere. And money was on the table because it related to the taxing season. Wherever you go this Christmas, you're going to run into crowds. There's going to be plenty of folk who will crowd Jesus out. I mean, the only reason they were in Bethlehem is because Caesar said, "This is the time you go back." The reason for many of the crowds you face is because your job said you don't have to come to work. And so people are going to be out and they're going to be busy. Listen, do you know how much traffic this innkeeper would have had if he said the Son of God stayed here? But what has happened today is that Jesus has been boxed out of Christmas. In the midst of all the activity that will take place, Jesus will be hard to find. He will be replaced by trees and mistletoes, by lights and song. But he will be camouflaged. He will be mentioned. He will be referenced. In fact, it has become popular today even not to reference him, to move nativity scenes, to make it an Xmas, not a Christmas, not a Christ mass, or to replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holiday, to keep the symbolism and lose the sun. So I just don't want you to miss Christ this Christmas. I don't want you to have the frills of Christmas without the Christ of Christmas. Like many boxes that people have wrapped outside of their homes, they look beautiful, but they're empty. Don't have a beautiful Christmas with an empty box, because there's no Christ in the center of it. Don't smother Jesus this Christmas so that you have a Christless Christmas. No, the innkeeper had no room. And the question is, do you have any room? Is there any space to give Jesus Christ his due? Don't miss Christ this Christmas. Now, the second person who missed Christ on Christmas was King Herod. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 3, we read these words. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he heard what? When he heard about the wise men, they said, "Where is the king of the Jews?" Herod said, "Say what?" Herod said, "I'm the king of the Jews." "What you mean you're looking for the king of the Jews?" You see, Herod, like many of us, don't have room for two kings, because we've decided to be our own king and the only king. We've decided to be masters of our own fate, captains of our own ship. And we don't mind Jesus being in the vicinity as long as he's not the ruler. One of the ways you miss Jesus is trying to be your own king. One of the ways you miss Jesus is trying to rule your own life. One of the ways you miss Jesus is to be troubled by the fact that he wants to be the only king and that you have to submit to him. Herod did not want anybody competing for his throne when Jesus came to set up his own kingdom, to declare supremacy. People do not want Jesus to interfere with their lives, their careers, their money, their power, their personality, their ambition, their plans. In fact, not only was Herod messed up about all this, it says, and all Jerusalem with him. You see, we have sanitized Christmas. Christmas is really sanitized today. It's nice, it's sweet, it's cute, it's melodious. No, kids were being killed at Christmas. Infanticide, every child 2 years and under, every boy was to be slaughtered by Herod because Jesus showed up. You see, when Jesus shows up and demands to be king and is rejected, there's going to be trouble. The reason why we have a lot of the trouble we have in our world, in our lives, in our homes today is because the king has been rejected. And so as a result, there's chaos and confusion and weeping and mourning and pain and division, because Jesus can be in the vicinity, he just can't be on the throne. He can't be telling me what to do. He can't be my point of reference. He can't overrule me. Let me explain. If Jesus can't overrule you, you're not celebrating Christmas. If Jesus can't silence you when he speaks, You're not celebrating Christmas. If Jesus can't tell you no when you think yes, you're not celebrating Christmas. If Jesus can't boss you around, you're not celebrating Christmas. You're celebrating you like it's your birthday. So you're not ready for a holiday just because you got off of work. You're not ready for a holiday just because the food is in the oven, just because the family is coming over. If Jesus is not king, just call it a party. But don't call it Christmas. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. You're going to hear that all holiday season. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. But they're going to leave something off. Because Jesus said they're going to be peace on earth and goodwill to men with whom he's well pleased. Jesus goes, with whom he's well pleased. See, everybody wants the first part, but not the last part. They don't want to please him, but they want peace on earth and goodwill to men. You can't have peace in your life. You can't have peace in your home. You can't have peace in your mind. You can't have peace in your circumstances if he's not pleased with you. So if you want all of that, then you better make sure he's happy on his birthday. In fact, you should be singing the song every day. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. You better tell Jesus it's his birthday. In fact, make every day Christmas. Because then he's well pleased. And then the conflicts, the harmony, the peace, the joy, the stuff that we want, that people will be singing about and praying about and talking about becomes a possibility. Because he is well pleased. You cannot displease Jesus and get the benefits of his throne. Doesn't work that way.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to tell us about another group that missed out on the first Christmas. Right now, though, he's here with this word for us.
Well, folks, we hope this has been a blessed year for you. It's certainly been a blessing for us to be able to come your way and minister to you on a regular basis. I hope you've been encouraged by the challenge that we brought from God's word. As we come to the end of the year, this is the most important time for our ministry. Our ministry will flourish or not flourish based on how God encourages our friends to join us and to support us for the end of this year. Would you be part of that provision through your generous year-end contribution? Would you close out the year by endorsing what we have been doing with you and for you all year long? We can't do it without you.
We only hear from a small percentage of the people who listen to our program every day, so don't depend on someone else to meet the need, especially right now since we have a $230,000 challenge grant that effectively doubles your donations, provided we hear from you by New Year's Eve. Visit TonyEvans.org today and let Tony know he can count on your support, or call 1-800-800-3222 and get some in-person help from someone in our resource center. Either way, you'll get 20 of Tony's most popular messages as our way of saying thanks. I'll have our contact information for you again later on, but right now, let's get back to today's lesson.
Well, there's another group that missed Christmas. The religious folk. The folk who went to church. How can you go to church and miss Christmas? Because we're told King Herod called together, verse 4 of Matthew 2, all the chief priests and scribes of the people. He inquired of them where Messiah was to be born. Now, let's just stop there. He goes to all the religious folk, the preachers, the leaders, and he says, where's Messiah to be born? Wait a minute. The first thing he did is he called him Messiah. That means he knew enough Bible to reference who this king would be, because he calls him the Messiah, and the Messiah would be the anointed one prophesied in the Old Testament. The religious folks said, verse 5, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. They quoted Micah 5:2. Micah was written 700 years before this event in Matthew, the birth of Jesus. These religious leaders knew the scripture. Because when Herod asked them where he was going to be born, they quoted Micah 5:2 on the spot. But wait a minute. They knew the scripture, but never made the trip. The folks who didn't have formal biblical training went to Bethlehem. The folk who were in the Bible church didn't go to Bethlehem. They knew the Bible, but they didn't make the trip. What I'm trying to say is, if you know the Bible, but don't go and meet the Savior, you miss Christmas. Why weren't these religious people drawn to the Savior? I mean, Bethlehem from Jerusalem is not that far. It was not like a long trip. You ain't need an airplane. You could walk it. But here's the problem. The reason that they didn't go see Jesus is they didn't think they had a problem that Jesus needed to solve. In other words, they didn't understand why Jesus came. And you know why people miss Christmas? Because we don't know why Jesus came either. First of all, Jesus didn't come just so you could get off work. Jesus didn't come so you could get a bonus check. Jesus didn't come so you could have a nice dinner with turkey and dressing and sweet potato and all the good stuff. You know, no, he didn't come for that. He didn't come so you could sing carols. Nothing wrong with any of that, but that's not why he came. He came because there was a sin problem that needed to be resolved. And the sin problem that needed to be resolved, only he could resolve it. God had to come as a man in order to resolve the sin problem. But because the religious leaders didn't think they had a problem, they didn't need a savior. Because they didn't know they had the disease, they weren't looking for the remedy. And the reason why people will use Jesus' name but not take Jesus seriously is they don't understand why he came. He didn't come just so you could feel better. He didn't come just so you could be inspired. He came to deal with sin and to provide salvation. And if you don't understand that's why he came, then you're missing the party. Because Jesus is not there. He came to deal with sin in our lives so that we would be saved, and sin in our lives so that we would have fellowship with him. So they knew the Bible, but they never made it to Jesus. Is this a holiday? If it's only a holiday, that's fine. Call it that. But don't call it Christmas. Because if Christ doesn't have anything to do with it, what good is a birthday if the person who the birthday is for is not welcome? And that's the kind of world you and I are living in today. We are having a Christless Christmas, other than mentioning him from time to time out of courtesy. No, you give him the honor due his name. Because when you understand the folks who discovered Christmas and what they did, even when Mary wrapped him in the cloth, that was a deep thing. When she wrapped him in the cloth, that's more than a diaper. But if you don't understand that, you won't understand Christmas. One of the things that you need to know, when the wise men came, you see all these nativity scenes where the wise men are surrounding a baby in a manger. Now, that's not what the Bible says. It says when the wise men came, Jesus was a toddler in a house, not a baby in a manger. But if you don't read the scripture, you're going to be fooled by nativity scenes. He was a toddler in the house. So if they saw the star when he was born, but they couldn't get to him until he was a toddler in a house, that meant they took many months to get to him. Because you're getting close to 2 years old if you're a toddler. They figured Jesus was worth the journey. We won't even go down the street to celebrate Jesus. When they crossed continents to get to him, because they knew who they were dealing with. When you understand he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then you're willing to be convenience for that party, because you understand that he's a king on a throne and he's worthy to be praised. So don't you leave Christ out this Christmas. In fact, make a big deal about him. Make a big deal about him because he deserves it. Make a big deal about it because we're talking about God become a man. Make a big deal about it because he came, you have eternal life. No party can give you that. Make a big deal about it because he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and wants to rule your life. In fact, make such a big deal about him that you hand him your throne and you let him sit as ruler over your life, calling the shot.
Dr. Evans will be right back with a final word of encouragement to wrap up today's lesson. First, though, don't miss your chance to request our featured CD collection for the holiday season, The Best of Tony Evans 2019. Remember, for a few more days, we're making it available as our thank you gift for your year-end contribution toward the ministry of the Urban Alternative. We're reaching out across the country and around the world through radio, TV, training and equipping events, resources, and more. This year alone, we began new outreaches in American Sign Language and expanded into Canada and India. Next year, God is opening doors for us in Australia, Africa, the Middle East, and Taiwan. But everything we do is supported completely by friends just like you who believe in Tony's ministry and step up to help. When we say that, people often assume we're talking about someone else. But if we're going to end 2019 in the black and take advantage of a $230,000 challenge grant that'll effectively double the donations you make in the next few days, we need to hear from you. Please get in touch with us by next Tuesday and let Tony know he can count on your help. You can donate online at tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. Either way, we'll send you The Best of Tony Evans 2019 as our thank you gift. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or let one of our resource team members help you by calling 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. Well, tomorrow, on the Christmas Day edition of the broadcast, Dr. Evans will bring us part two of this message, focusing on one character in the Bible who, as the saying goes, saw it coming a mile away. Right now, though, he's back with a final illustration for today.
You know, when you go to the doctor, they take blood tests. And one of the tests they're looking at is your cholesterol level. Because bad cholesterol produces plaque. When plaque fills up in the arteries, it blocks the flow of blood. When you block the flow of blood enough, you're going to have a heart attack. Because the blood can't get through and bring the oxygen and bring the nutrients. And so the lack of blood flow due to the plaque built up by the cholesterol will lead to death. You and I have a plaque build up in our souls. The Bible calls it sin, and the Bible says, and the wages of sin is death. It leads to death. Oh, but you know, they got this balloon that they put in there now. When they put that balloon in there, that opens up so that the blood can flow again. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain. Jesus Christ has a balloon, and he wants to open up your soul so that you can live. Live in eternity and have his life in history. So if I were you, and if you were me, I'd make a big deal about Jesus this Christmas. Because that blood still has healing power. That blood still has saving power. That blood still has delivering power. That blood still has victory power. That blood still has freedom power. That blood can overcome the worst thing you are facing today. So if I were you and you were me, I'd make a big deal about Jesus. If God gets excited about the big deal you make about Jesus, you're going to have a lot to be excited about. Because it's going to be Jesus in the morning, Jesus at noontime, and Jesus when the sun goes down. I'm going to make a big deal about Jesus so I can get all of God that God wants to give me. Because Jesus is the reason for the season.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.